This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As you read 2 Corinthians, you'll notice in chapter 5 some things that were going on in the life of Paul as he sought to be an ambassador for Jesus Christ and tried enlisting others to that ministry as well. Their message would be to persuade sinners to repent and turn to the Savior who gave his life for their salvation. He lists in chapter 5 three forces that motivated him in his mission for God of taking the good news to the ends of the world. Verse 9 says, "So we make it our goal to please God." Pleasing God was a high priority in Paul's life. It was a high priority in Christ's life, and it should be a high priority in our life. One way to please God, according to Jesus Christ, is to keep his commands. Taking the good news to the ends of the world is commanded by God. Verse 11 says, "Since then we know what it is to fear the Lord, we try to persuade men." He knew ultimately men were going to face the judgment. They'll have to give an accounting before God. If they don't know Christ and haven't found forgiveness through him, they will not be able to pass the test or the judgment. Knowing the terror of the Lord and the fear of the Lord, he tried to persuade men to get right with God. Verse 14 says, "Christ's love compels us. It was the love of Christ gripping his heart that compelled him to go out into the world to share that love with those who desperately needed it." I trust these three motivating forces will be a part of getting you to take the good news to your neighbors and friends.